Everybody, it's Coach Josh, and welcome you guys out to another YouTube Live, another daily play for those who's watching on YouTube and for those watching on Facebook, those who listen on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. I want to officially welcome you out. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching and just rocking with myself this long. As I was at work today, I'm on my lunch break now, and I really got deposited in my heart this discussion that I want to have with you guys to kind of encourage you and to inspire you and to motivate you to really aspire, not just to get to a place, but to actually stay there. So if you're watching this live, do me a big favor, share this broadcast to as many people as you can. If you're watching this live, feel free to chat with me. I may be able to glean some of your input and answer questions possibly, or just help me preach. You'll help me teach and all that good stuff. But if you're listening or watching this later on, feel free to comment and down below and let me know what you're getting from this and what you plan on doing to ensure, what's going on, Timothy, what you plan on doing to stay there. Now, I got a lot of notes that I want to go over real quick during my lunch break to really get you guys into a place where you're actually focusing and preparing to stay into a place. But let's get into the problem. A lot of people focus too much time and effort on getting to a place more so than staying there. A lot of people focus too much time and effort on getting to a place more so than staying there. They train and prepare for the moment of getting, but prove to be too burnt out to actually stay. So many people put too much energy, too much time, too much resources in getting to a place. That they forget that getting to a place is only half the battle, that you have to actually do on your due diligence to actually stay there. There's a beauty, there's a discipline, there's a certain level of energy, a certain level of patience that you have to contribute to actually being built up into a person that doesn't just get to a place, but actually knows what to do when they get there. So many people get to a place, but they're not willing or are prepared or conditioned to actually stay there. Where do you want to go? Where do you see your life? Where do you envision your future 20 years, 10 years, 30 years out? Are you just aspiring to get there? Or are you doing what it takes now to ensure that you actually stay there? I say here, it takes some work to get there, but it takes a lot of work to stay there. It takes some work. Now, it takes some work to get there. Now, if you get there, I celebrate. You get there, that's cool. But it takes some work to get there, but it takes a lot of work to stay there. If you focus on staying before getting, you will increase your opportunities of earning. Listen to me closely. If you focus on staying before you actually get there, you will increase your opportunities of earning. Now, what does that mean? If you take the time right now to prepare yourself to stay there, like if you're aspiring to be married, you'll say, you know what? I'm not just going to focus on getting married. I'm going to focus on what it takes to stay married. I'm not going to focus on getting money. I'm going to focus on what it takes to stay wealthy. I'm not going to focus on what it looks like when I get there. I'm going to focus on actually enjoying the place when I get there. Those who stay there do what it takes to make sure they prepare accordingly. Let me reread these points real quick. A lot of people focus too much time and effort on getting to a place more so than staying there. They train and prepare for the moment of getting, but prove to be too burnt out to actually enjoy or stay. Next point, it takes some work to get there, but it takes a lot of work to stay there. If you focus on staying before getting, you will increase your opportunities of earning. Now, what does that mean? Let me elaborate a little bit more. If I do what it takes to stay and prepare myself to stay, and I stay long, then I actually increase my opportunities of earning. A lot of people get to the NBA, they make it to the NBA, but they focus, their whole focus and their whole mission and their whole drive in life was to get there. You hear people say that, I just want to make it to the league. I just want to make it to, I just want to get this job. I just want to get there. A lot of people don't use their vocabulary to say, when I get there, I'm going to do this. When I get there, I'm going to do this. When I get there, I'm going to stay there. People who get to the league and their whole objective is to get to the NBA or get to the NFL or to get to this position, when they get there, they're too burnt out. They actually plateau. So many people get to a place of positioning and plateau as soon as they get there because they're not prepared and conditioned to actually stay there. I don't want to be a man that envisions and dreams big and desires just to get there. I just want to get to being a number one person in this. I just want to get there, get there, get there. But when I get there, actually plateau. I don't want to plateau. I want to increase my performance. I want to increase who I can become, because life is bigger. Life is too grand to be so stuck up and anchored in the sand. I got to make sure. So that when I get to that place, I'm cooking. When I get to that place, I'm thriving. And when you get there, you just won't plateau when you get there, but you'll increase your opportunities of making money, increase your opportunities of impact. You'll increase your opportunities of success. Now, those who just want to get there, focus on these four things. Those who just want to get there, I just want to get married, I just want to make money, I just want to get this position, I just want to make it to the league, I just want to make it to this place, I just want to get there. This is what they focus on. They focus on what it looks like to be there versus what it really takes to live there. They focus on what it looks like to be there versus what it really takes to live there. Listen, I don't got time to just look at pictures of what it takes to get there. I don't got time to look at pictures, getting magazines, getting books, going on Google searches, going on the internet, looking to what it looks like to be there, looking at houses, looking at land. I don't got time to look there. I gotta educate myself on what it means to actually live there. If you only look but never work on living there, then when you get there, you won't live there alone. So many people, all they do is look. They got their vision boards. All they do is look. All they do is look. All they do is look. I want this man. I want this kind of woman. I want this kind of house. I want this kind of car. I want this kind of life. I want this kind of job. They look, but they don't research. They don't invest time in educating themselves on what it takes to live there. Those who just want to get there, all they do is look. Those who want to stay there, they invest in research on what it means and what it will take to live there. Those who just want to get there, number two, focus on what they will receive when they get there versus what they will achieve when they get there. Those who just want to get there, focus on what they will receive when they get there versus what they will achieve when they get there. Man, listen, people always worrying about receiving don't stay in places long. Beggars, people who just always just say, hey, I just want, when they get to that place, those people who live there, that way of life up there, you're not going to be able to stay there long. You got to focus on what I will achieve when I get there. What is going to be my impact? What's going to be my influence? When I get there, what would I have achieved as a person? What would I have achieved in character? What would I have achieved as far as the fruits of the spirit? What kind of person will I be? Instead of being a person that when I get there, I'll receive more opportunities, I'll receive more money, I'll receive more women, I'll receive more men, I'll receive versus... What am I achieving? What will I achieve when I get there? Will I be a person of character, or will I just be another character in somebody else's script? Or will I be the main character in a script that God has designed for me? I want to achieve when I get there. I don't just want to have my hand out. I want to have my hand in pushing. I want my hand to be in preparing. I want my hand to be active, not just stagnant. So many people, when they get there, all they do is receive. They never achieve. Those who just want to get there, focus on who they will get to meet when they get there versus who they will build when they get there. So many people will focus on who they will get to meet when they get there versus who they will build when they get there. People say, well, I'll get to meet these kind of people. I get to meet this person, that person. I'll get to meet all these individuals. I get to meet them versus when I get there, who would I build with? Who would I build with? Getting there, staying there means building. Buildings last longer than most humans to a degree. When you build something, usually what you build will outlive you, depending on how you built it. When I get to a place, I want to be surrounded with builders. I want to build. I want to make sure that when I get to that place, that I build something that lasts longer than me, that I actually surround myself with builders and people that's going to help me build versus just, I get to meet you. Okay, when you meet them, what you going to do next? When you meet that person, what's the next step? Are you just going to meet them, meet and greet? Or are we going to meet and build? When I get there, I want to be able to have enough in me that you want to partner with me. That when I get there, I want to be of value when I get there. And no matter what position I achieve, no matter what position I get to, when I get there, people are going to want to build with me, and I'll be on an equal level of partnership to help build with others. Those who just want to get there, focus on how much they will make when they get there versus the impact and the generational wealth they will be able to pass down when they get there. So maybe all they focus on are how much money I will make when I get this job. How much money would I make? How much money would I make? How much money would I make? If you focus so much on money, then you are on you doing impact, you're only going to make a limited amount of money. If all you focus on is money, that's all you're going to get is a limited amount of money. But if you focus on impact and you focus on generational wealth and you begin to focus on what it, of influence and what can I do to pass down to my children's children and children that when I get there, I know that the love of money. So most people, they pursue to getting to a place because of their love for money. They love money. But when you appreciate money, you honor money versus loving money, you won't find yourself rooted in evil. You will find yourself rooted in impact because the love of money is the root of all evil. But money answers all things. So that when you get there, you know that when I make this money and when I get to this place, I'm focused on impact. And the more impact I have, the more funding I will have. And the more funding I will have, the more people and people's lives can be changed. If you always focus on how much money you're going to make, all you're going to do is have a bunch of nice clothes. You're going to look good on Instagram. But if you are focusing on how you can use money to solve problems, you'll be making so much money in life. How much? People who just want to get there focus on how much they will make when they get there versus the impact and the generational wealth they will be able to pass down when they get there. Now, staying anywhere takes work and discipline. Staying anywhere, staying in a marriage, staying in a job, staying in a place of prominence, staying in a place of whatever position, staying anywhere takes work and discipline. So many people get there, but man, it don't last long. You don't want to be a person that's a one-hit wonder. You want to have albums that surpasses time. You want to be able to leave something here and be of some type of quality where your name, listen, I want my name to be valuable way after I'm gone. I want to leave so much here that they will never forget Joshua Ezzy. Some of y'all, but some people, when they die, they're going to be forgettable. You don't want to die and be forgotten. You want to die and forever remembered. I want to be forever remembered so that God can continue to get the glory off of my life after my life has ended. That I left so much here that God is still reaping a return off of my life even after I'm sitting with him in heaven. Another point, don't just get there, stay there. Now let's keep going. In order to stay there, you have to STAY have an acronym. In order to stay there, you have to do these five things, STAY, four things. In order to stay there, stay married, stay in a place of prominence, stay in a place of impact, stay in a place of where you desire to be. In order to stay there, you have to stay secured in God and you have to stay searching. You got to stay secured in God. Anytime you find yourself outside of God, you will begin to lose value and lose security. Most people are insecure. I can trace where their roots are. Their roots are probably in somewhere else other than God. Those who are secured in Christ are the most solid people on earth. People who secured in money only secured long. Those who secured in relationships only secured long. But those who are for a certain period of time, but those who are secured in God are secured forever. The Bible says you want to be a tree that's planted by the rivers of water where your leaf won't fade. It doesn't matter what the storms are above you. It doesn't matter the droughts around you. If you're placed by running water, you will always have leaves. These trees right here you can't see, I think these are evergreen trees. Why do you think they call evergreens? They're green no matter what. Every other tree around here has lost their leaves. A lot of these trees around here has lost their green. But these evergreen trees right here, they stay evergreen. You want to be a person when people look at you, they're like, man, it's fall and winter time. Are you still prosperous? It's because you are steady secured in God. Next, in order to stay where you are, you got to stay searching. That means you got to stay learning. If you plan to earn, plan to learn. If you plan to increase your earning, you got to increase your learning. In order to be successful in life, you got to stay searching for knowledge, searching for wisdom, searching for new ways, being innovative, being able to do things in such a high way that people is like, man, I got to continue to invest in that person. In order to stay there, you have to stay timely and stay tight-lipped. In order to stay there long, to stay anywhere long, you got to stay timely and tight-lipped. Now, what does that mean by that? Yeah, my first live connect. Thank you so much for watching, Dinesh. I'm glad it's your first time. Thank you so much for watching. In order to stay there, you have to stay timely and stay tight-lipped. Stay timely. Stay in the moment. Treasure the moments and allow every moment to teach you. You got to stay timely. You got to stay in the moment. So many people lose their place of prominence, lose their wife, lose their husband, lose their connection to their family, lose connections of staying in a place of sustained promise because they get so caught up on future moments, then capitalize on their current moment. Tomorrow's not a promise. I never worry about tomorrow. Usually when I begin to worry about tomorrow, I lose my security today. That's why I do my best not to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow's not promised. But I know who holds tomorrow. I know who has my promises tomorrow. But I'm not going to focus so much on tomorrow that I mismanage or miss the opportunity to unwrap the present, to unwrap the moment, to be timely. Those who are timely and invested and are not distracted by possibilities and potential. Now, don't get me wrong. Keep one eye forward, but make sure you keep an eye here. Make sure you keep time and energy effort here so that you're able to capitalize when tomorrow comes. So many people get so caught up on missing their mark because they're so focused on the marks they will make tomorrow. Man, listen, let tomorrow worry about itself. That's not wise. A person who stays where they are time. They're invested. They're tending. The reason why we are where we are today is because Adam wasn't in the moment. Adam wasn't in the moment. Adam didn't treasure, didn't capitalize on the moment. What I mean by that is the serpent didn't talk to Adam. He talked to the weaker vessel, not weaker in regards to equality as far as men and women, but weaker as far as in the totem pole in regards to strength or whatever. The Bible reads that when Eve was talking to the serpent and Eve fell into the suggestive compliments of the suggestive discussion with the serpent, the Bible says she gave that fruit to Adam who was with her. Adam was with her. If he was with her, he should have corrected her. If he was with her, he should have guarded her. If he was with her, he should have interjected into the conversation and told the serpent his place and told the serpent what the word of God and what God told him. But so many people are so focused on the gift versus the commands from the gift giver. You got to make sure you say, you know what? I'm going to do what thus saith the Lord for this moment. I'm not going to move. I'm going to tend my daughters. I'm going to tend my sons. I'm going to tend my wife. I'm going to tend my husband. If you married, I'm going to tend my position. I'm going to tend it. So those serpents can come in and come into a weaker vessel and come from a weaker angle of you and mess up your Eden. Man, I don't got time for people getting me kicked out of a garden that was meant to be my place of dwelling. Listen, so many people getting kicked out of gardens because they're not tending their garden. If you tend your garden, you will never have to see your garden end. But if you're not timely, temptations will creep in and you will be out of your garden. Next, you got to stay tight-lipped, man. Only speak what's necessary when you get there. When you get there, you got to guard some secrets, man. You can't just be, what I mean by that, you can't just be telling your business to everybody. You got to be tight-lipped because the more mystique you are, the less chance that people have the opportunity of messing up where you are. You got to be mystique. You can't tell everybody what you're working on. You can't give the enemy and other people opportunities to find ways to sabotage where you are, man. You got to be tight-lipped. Shh, shh, shh. Keep that dream idea to yourself. Look what happened to Joseph when he told his dream. Now, what it took Joseph 18 years to get to where his dream was. It took longer because he wasn't tight-lipped. He began to advertise his dream. He began to articulate his dream. He began to make everybody aware of his dream and what it got him. It got him in a pit. It got him in prison. It got him in certain places. What should have took probably 18 months or whatever, how many years, we don't know, took him 18. But so many people, that's all they do. And what happens to those people? They get removed from their place because they run their mouth too much. In order to stay there, you have to stay alert and stay appreciative. There is always something or someone trying to take you off your spot, so you got to stay alert. Demons, the Bible says the devil roams around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Man, you just got to be staying alert. Gideon, when he brought people to the water, you heard me say this many times. God said, man, choose the men who don't just dip their head in the water, but bring the water to them and keep their head on the swivel. Those, when they go to a comfort place, some people, when they get to a comfortable place, they dip their head and they start consuming for themselves. They're selfish. But people are selfless. They say, I still take care of myself. This is me self-caring. But I'm also, my other side of self-caring is searching my surroundings. You got to make sure you stay alert because there's always going to be something or someone trying to take you off your spot. Next, you got to stay appreciative. Appreciate where you are and never take it for granted. If you're anywhere right now, be appreciative. Appreciate where you are. Don't allow pride to cause you not. Don't allow pride to cause you to fall from your position. Allow appreciation to keep you there. Last but not least, stay young and stay equally yoked. Stay young and stay equally yoked. Take care of your body, mind, and spirit. Live long there. Stay youthful. Stay young, man. If you want to stay there long, because the longer you stay there, the more success you can gather for you and yours, and especially, number one, for the kingdom of God. Stay young. Take care of your body. Eat right. Take care of your mind. Think right. Take care of your spirit. Read right. Take care of all of you so you can stay there long. You can live long and prosper there. Stay equally yoked. You don't have time to push and pull. Hear me closely. You don't have time to push and pull. Just create the path, and those who want to go where you are will catch up and continue with you. Listen to me carefully. Stay equally yoked. Don't yoke yourself up. Oh, hold on. Okay, here we go. Don't yoke yourself up with lightweights. When the Bible talks about being equally yoked, the unequally yokedness doesn't hurt the weaker calf. It hurts the stronger calf. The stronger calf, when it's strapped, or the strong calf is yoked up to a weaker calf, it breaks the neck of the stronger calf. Because the strong calf is not only pulling its weight, it's pulling the weaker calf's weight and the carriage. You don't want to be a person that you're carrying yourself, someone else, and the carriage. You got to make sure that you don't worry about pushing and pulling. Listen, I heard my pastor told me something very profound years ago. He says, mentors don't chase mentees. If people want you to mentor them, they got to come find you. I don't got time to chase people that want me to mentor them. I'm too busy carving the path. You don't got time to be pushing and pulling people. You just got to create the path. And those who want to be where you are and those who want to follow you, they will find a path. They will catch up to you and continue with you. You don't got time to be pushing and pulling people. You don't got time for that unless you're in a discipleship situation. But even then, you don't got time to waste your time pushing and pulling. You just create the path. And if they are willing to follow you wherever you're pioneering, they will catch up with you and they'll continue in step with you. In order to stay there, you have to stay secured and stay searching, stay timely, stay tight-lipped, stay alert and stay appreciative, stay young and stay equally yoked. Your daily play for the day is just go over these staying points, the stay points, and look at your life and say, am I really secured in God? And what am I searching for? I want you to get a sheet of paper. I don't want you to write down everything, every place you want to get to and everything you want to have. I want you to write down vividly every single thing you want to have, every single place you want to get to. And on the next side of it, I want you to write down what it's going to take for you to actually stay there. If you want to be married, I need you to start studying what it means to stay there. If you want to be successful and wealthy, you got to be specific. You can't just be out here and being sporadic and think you're going to be successful. Successful people are not sporadic people. They're specific people. They are specific people and they tailor their lives specifically. One column, write down everything you want to get in life and everything that you want, every place you want to get to. Other side of that, I want you to write down what it's going to take to get there. And I want you to, next column, I want you to write down, am I even prepared to even get there? When you look at that on paper, you're going to be like, man, I'm really not ready to get there. And it will humble you and it will position you in a place where you'll begin to acknowledge God in all your ways so your paths can be straight. You'll begin to trust the Lord with all of your heart. You'll be able to say, God, I see why it's not my time yet. Some people, it's not your time because it's God. It's not your time because it's you. It could have been your time. You just didn't take the time to prepare. I pray this message was a blessing for you. Don't just get there, stay there. If you're watching live, you want to learn more about what I do, go to IamUnplugged.com. If you want games and books and resources that I have created over the last years, you go to EzzyGames.com. E as in elephant, Z as in zebra, E as in elephant, Games.com. All those links after the live broadcast in the description box below. If you want to give the support on the elementary school that I work at, you can do so at wepropel.education. All that good stuff, man. Take advantage of these points. I'm going to make sure that wherever place I get to, I'm going to stay there. And wherever I'm at right now, I'm going to stay. I love you guys. Be blessed. Got to get back to work. Peace.